Face of Fate.
Fate plays no favorites. It could happen to you.
Book 78, page 301.
In the Diary of Fate.
Yes, here it is. The name, Sheila Dawson, wife of a millionaire. A comfortable position for a woman who is young, attractive, intelligent. But it is not exactly your idea of a happy life, is it, Sheila? Yes, you love your husband's riches, but you don't love your husband. And you have just made a decision. You want your husband to die. Before long, you will learn the unavoidable consequences of your decision as I, Fate, help you make it. As this woman, Sheila Dawson, moves through life, you may think me unfair. But Fate is not cruel, not unmindful of human rights. When I have written, I will read from her record in The Diary of Fate. I hope you'll understand. The life record of Sheila Dawson lies open before me. And for a brief moment, I, Fate, look ahead at a single incident.
Todd, listen to me. I'm sorry, Todd. It was Sheila. Yes, that's it. It was Sheila. She made me do it. I swear. Todd, what are you going to do? Todd, please.
Don't worry, Mr. Stark. I'm not going to kill you. But before I'm through, you'll wish I had. Stark, I'm not a coward, but I think you are. Now hang on, because you're going to live close to death for a while. We're going for a ride. A fast ride.
No, Todd, no. Silly, Todd. Where are you going? Watch out, Todd. Move on.
Yes, in the working out of Sheila Dawson's life, a wild boat ride, and then death. But in the last analysis, it was an ordinary, seemingly inconsequential thing that determined the inevitable outcome. It is always that way. A lost coin, a flat tire, a wrong number on the telephone. Trivial things? Yes. And yet these little happenings are the very instruments I, Fate, employ in molding your destiny. You never recognize my hand in this, and it is well. Remember, Sheila Dawson, how it all started? You were walking in the rain, brooding, your umbrella held low against the downpour. You couldn't see the approaching car as you stepped from the sidewalk. Remember?
Good heavens. I didn't see a thing until you were right on top of me. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right, I guess. But that's no credit to you. Why don't you pay more attention to the road when you're driving? Another foot and I'd be on my way to the hospital. Nothing but stupid carelessness on your part. Why, you're...
Hey, hold on now. Just a minute. It so happens that you were crossing against the light.
That's right, lady. I seen the whole thing. The light was red, but you had your umbrella in your face and you just kept walking.
Thank you. And now, miss, what was it you were about to call me?
Well, I was... Well, you see, my umbrella. Oh, I'm sorry. I suppose my mind was 1,000 miles away. Will you forgive me?
In a nice dry bar, yes. What do you say?
It's a deal.
A lowered umbrella. A near accident. Small things indeed. But small things often alter the course of life. Yes, Sheila, you went to a smart cocktail lounge with Elliot Stark. After all, Elliot was young, handsome, single, and refreshingly witty. Besides, he paid no more attention to your wedding ring than you did. There were more bars after that, and the races, and long drives into the country. Before you knew it, summer had arrived, and it was time for you and your very rich and very dull husband to go to Northport. But you didn't welcome the idea of a vacation with your husband, did you, Sheila? You were in love with Elliot Stark, so you saw to it that Elliot had enough money to take a trip, too. A trip to Northport. Now you were happy, Sheila. Happy until the night weeks later when you and Elliot sat in your parked car miles from the yacht colony and talked.
Another lovely evening, Elliot. Oh, darling, haven't these been two wonderful weeks?
Huh? Why, I'm sorry, Sheila. I didn't hear what you said.
Sweetheart, what's wrong? You've been this way all evening. What is it? Please tell me.
It's us, Sheila. You and me.
What? What are you saying, Elliot? You haven't stopped loving me.
Of course not.
Oh, Elliot, even the thought of being without you is more than I can stand.
Sheila, we can't go on. You're married to a speed-crazed millionaire who has nothing to do but spend money on stupid racing boats.
And I've got you, Elliot. That means everything.
Not quite.
I don't understand.
I'll be frank, Sheila, and brief. I don't intend to spend the rest of my days as a hanger-on, as a, well, second fiddle. I might as well be frank, dear. I want two things, wealth and you. There's no compromise. Do you understand, Sheila? No compromise.
Yes, yes, of course I understand. I must never lose you, no matter what happens. There must always be the two of us, Elliot.
Do you want to guarantee that? Do you want to be certain?
Well, of course, darling. But what can I do?
Divorce Todd. That's our only hope. A divorce. And a handsome settlement. So we can be comfortable.
Come in.
Good evening, Todd.
Oh, hello, Sheila. Want something?
Oh, nothing in particular. Just thought I'd look in on you. We don't seem to find much time for one another lately.
Well, Sheila, I think I've got the solution. I'm almost sure of it.
You have?
Yeah. You see, I long suspected that the new design of the bowline on the Lightning is producing a drag.
Oh, Todd, for heaven's sake. Can't you talk about anything else? Drag, speed, engines, blueprints. I'm fed up with talk of boats and racing. Doesn't anything else count in your life?
Please, Sheila, we've been over this before. Once you said you understood.
I thought I did. Now I realize that I don't.
Sheila, being a millionaire, I'm spared the obstacles that most men face. I don't worry about a job, money, the future. None of the ordinary problems are mine.
Yes, I know the rest. You sublimate man's normal instinct for work and success by deliberately setting obstacles in your own path. You tell yourself that a speed record exists and Todd Dawson is a failure until he breaks it. First it was airplanes, then auto racing, and now boats.
Exactly. And since we both understand my attitude, further discussion's unnecessary.
Not as far as I'm concerned. Todd, I can't take any more of this. I want a divorce.
In that case, there's one other thing you must understand. The day I met you, I fell in love with you. You became another objective for me. I set out to win you with the same determination I set out to do anything.
Hail the conquering hero. You won me the way you did a loving cup at the Indianapolis Speed Classic or a bronze trophy at the air races. Is that it?
Yes, Sheila, I won. What I win, I don't intend to lose.
I can get a divorce without your consent.
Yes, you can. But if you do, my dear, remember that when you're free, you might be penniless. In fact, I'll see to it that you are.
Now do you see what I mean, Sheila Dawson? Less than a month ago, a near accident. A meeting you called coincidence. Yes, fate brought this about. It was all part of the plan. But now you've made up your mind. You love Elliot Stark, and nothing else matters. Not even your love of money.
So you see, Elliot, penniless or not, I'll get my divorce. That's all there is to it. My mind's made up.
But mine isn't, Sheila.
Darling, don't joke, please.
I'm not joking. I tried to make myself clear last night.
But you said you loved me.
And I do. But it doesn't end there, Sheila. I love money. Fine things, travel, clothes. Is that clear, Sheila?
Yes, Elliot. It's too clear. It isn't only me you love. You love money as much as you love me.
Don't make it sound like a crime, my dear. But I do know that I love you. Love you very much.
Oh, my darling.
Now, Sheila, just think of the life you and I could have together with money. The places we could visit. The laughter, the carefree days.
Oh, Elliot, what can we do?
Get rid of Todd.
Murder? Oh, no. No, Elliot, we couldn't do that.
Of course we couldn't, but we could plan an accident. You know, Sheila, speed demons don't live forever.
Plan an accident. A polite term for murder, Sheila Dawson. But I cannot stop you now. It's all part of a master plan. Yes, Sheila, even as you talk to your husband, soothe him, lay the groundwork. Your future is already irrevocably ordained.
I'm sorry about last night, darling. I suppose it's just a matter of my being jealous of the attention you pay to your boat. Will you forgive me?
No, forget it. You didn't know what you were saying. By the way, I was working on the boat today when I ran into an interesting fellow.
Anybody I know?
A chap named Elliot Stark. He's,
Elliot Stark?
Yes, do you know him?
Oh, why, no, no. That's funny, though. For a minute, the name seems so familiar. I mean, what's he like, dear?
Oh, clean cut, alert. Has a genuine interest in boats. Thinks I'm the greatest sportsman in the world. Offered to help out any time.
Oh, that's fine. You can use an assistant and give you more free time to be with me. Well, goodbye. And be careful.
You wouldn't want anything to happen to Todd, would you, Sheila? Not yet, at any rate. An accident now, a broken arm, a sprained back, that would only hold things up. And love is ever impatient. Yes, Sheila, even now as you stand on a dark, deserted pier and listen to Elliot's plan, your mind runs ahead to the moment when there will be no Todd Dawson, to the moment when you and Elliot can be man and wife.
I've checked and rechecked everything. I tell you, we can't fail. In less than a week, Todd will take the Lightning out for a trial run in the channel off Bayless Island, and I'll be with him. When we near the rocks, I'll fake some motor trouble.
And Todd will investigate at once.
Of course. But when he bends over to see what's wrong, he's through. The rest will be easy.
Elliot, are you sure of everything?
Positive. You see, I don't intend to kill him when he bends over.
But I don't understand.
It's simple, Sheila. I'll merely knock him out, then head the boat for the rocks and leap overboard. Poor Todd will either crash to his death or drown.
But what about you, Elliot?
Me? Well, I fell overboard on a sharp turn, Sheila, just before Todd crashed. I swam to Bayless Island. Of course, Bayless and I immediately set out to find Todd. But despite our heroic efforts, you know how dangerous those rocks are, we failed. Poor Todd.
Oh, Elliot, I hope
shh,
nothing...
Shh. Quiet.
What is it, Elliot? Elliot.
Just an angered girl. Easy now. Calm down, Sheila.
Oh, let's get out of here. This place frightens me, Elliot.
Yes, nothing can possibly harm you. Not now... nor for some time to come. For like everyone, you have an appointment with destiny. And it is still early. But, Sheila Dawson, I, fate, will see that you arrive on time. Already it is difficult for you to turn back. Soon, it will be too late. Soon, I will record your final entry in the Diary of Fate. Yes, Sheila, the plan is a good one, and Elliot is subtle in the execution of it. You are not surprised as you pilot Todd's old boat across the bay to see your husband and your beloved Elliot approaching in the sleek Lightning.
Ahoy, Sheila!
Hello there!
Cut your motor. We'll come alongside.
All right, Todd.
Well, this is a pleasant surprise. I told you my love of boats was contagious. Oh, this is Mr. Stark, dear. Elliot, this is my wife.
How do you do?
Hello, Mr. Stark. Todd has often talked of you in the past week. I'm glad he's found someone who shares his enthusiasm for boats.
Oh, I think it's a lot of sport.
Oh, by the way, Sheila, have you seen my racing jacket? You know, the one with the jagged streak of lightning down the back?
Who doesn't know it? Practically your trademark. It's right here. Catch.
Thanks.
Say, what's that? Over there on the island. Looks like a fire.
Wouldn't doubt it. It's Bayless Island.
Well, that doesn't add up.
No, not unless you know about Bayless.
He's a retired old salt, Mr. Stark, who lives out there alone. Repairs fishing nets for a living. And believe me, he's as absent-minded and preoccupied as can be.
Sheila's not exaggerating. They say the old fellow just lights campfires to cook and then wanders off intent on something else.
I've heard he's already built and burned 3 shacks to the ground. Once it was a carelessly tossed cigar butt, another time a kerosene stove.
But he adds character to the place, so nobody does anything about it. Well, we've got to go now, Sheila. I'm anxious to see what the lightning can do on the straightaway. We're really going to open her up today. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Mrs. Dawson. I'm glad we met.
Thank you, Mr. Stark. I hope I see more of you.
Of course you do, Sheila. After all, that's the purpose of this accident. Todd's wealth and Elliot's love. You couldn't ask for a better combination, could you? But as the days go by, you become impatient and anxious and finally worried. On the afternoon of the scheduled accident, you pace your room nervously, lighting one cigarette after another. For at that very moment, you know Todd and Elliot are ready to leave the dock for the run off Bayless Island.
Well, Elliot, today's the day. In a little while, we'll know whether things have been planned correctly or not.
There's no doubt in my mind, Todd. I'm sure everything will go off all right.
I wish I had your confidence. Well, it's getting choppier by the minute out there. Let's shove off.
All set here.
Hey, it's rougher out here than I thought. Aren't you cold with just that T-shirt, Elliot?
I'm all right.
Well, you certainly don't look too happy. Here, throw this jacket on.
Thanks. Don't worry about me, Todd. It's the boat that's on trial.
All right. And in a few seconds, we'll be in open water. Still want to head for the rough stuff near the rocks?
Of course. That's why I came along.
Okay, here we go. Hang on.
How's she handled?
Fine.
What's wrong, Todd? The motor is out.
I know, Elliot. I cut it off myself.
But why, Todd?
So you wouldn't tamper with it. Just how dumb do you and Sheila think I am, Elliot?
What? Well, what are you talking about?
It's too late for that. Remember the night you and my dear wife plotted to kill me? Remember the screeching gull on the deserted pier?
The pier. You were there, Todd. You heard everything.
Every last word.
Todd, listen to me. I'm sorry, Todd. It was Sheila. Yes, that's it. It was Sheila. She made me do it, Todd. Todd, what are you going to do? Todd, please.
Don't worry, Mr. Stark. I'm not going to kill you. But before I'm through, you're going to wish I had. Stark, I'm not a coward, but I think you are. Now hang on, because you're going to live close to death for a while. We're going for a ride. A fast ride.
No, Todd. Don't listen to me, Todd. Todd, look out where you're going. Watch out, Todd. The rock.
Hello? Mrs. Dawson, please.
I'm Mrs. Dawson.
This is Bayless, ma'am, from the island. I'm on the mainland now. I just got here.
What is it, Bayless? What's wrong?
There's been a terrible accident, Mrs. Dawson.
Oh, no. Not the boat.
Yes, ma'am, the boat. Lightning crashed on the rocks just off my place.
My husband. He's dead. I know it. He's dead.
Now, easy there, Miss Dawson, easy. Don't go jumping to no conclusions. Your husband's all right.
What did you say?
I said your husband's all right. I got him to my shack. He's got a broken ankle and some other cuts. But he'll be okay, I tell you. For a while, he was raving something fierce, and soon as he quieted down, I headed here for a doctor. Didn't want to move him.
Raving? About what? What was he saying? Tell me.
Now, it's nothing to get excited about, ma'am. Just kept talking about a Sheila and motor trouble in the crash.
Motor trouble? Me? Bayless, tell me one thing. What happened to the other man?
Oh, he drowned, Mrs. Dawson.
Oh, no. No.
Something went wrong, didn't it, Sheila? Your plan collapsed. But you haven't given up. Hurriedly, a new scheme forms. It takes shape. You tell Bayless to bring a doctor with him back to the island. Then you rush with every bit of speed to the pier where Todd's old boat is kept. In less than half an hour, you're on the island and at the shack. Now you have time. Bayless will be at least another 20 minutes in his ancient outboard. Yes, Sheila, you can choose between good and evil for the last time. You can help your husband and take your chances with him. Or, Sheila, you can forever silence him and be free and rich. But as you walk into the shack and stare at his back, the jagged streak of lightning on his jacket sends a final surge of hate through you. Your mind is made up. Then you move. The kerosene lamp, of course. Bayless and his absent-mindedness. It would be just another accidental fire. You enter the room slowly. Yes, Sheila Dawson, you watched the flames consume the shack. You had taken the only way out. Now, lest any mortal think fate is cruel, unmindful of human rights, in all fairness, I must add the reason why I, fate, did not intervene. In a few moments, it will be time for another entry. Then, when I have written, I will read from the Diary of Fate. Yes, Sheila. Even as you ran from the blazing shack that was soon to be a funeral pyre, you were running to keep your appointment with destiny. When you arrived home and waited impatiently for the official news of your husband's death, the hourglass was almost empty. But you played your part well. You were the bereaved wife, indeed. You even forgave the absent-minded Bayless who thought he was responsible for the horrible fire. And the next morning, you were bravely dry-eyed as you rode with the police inspector toward the beach. Yes, Sheila, you played your part well.
I'm sorry to have to ask this of you, Mrs. Dawson, but Elliot Stark's body was washed up on the beach this morning. And to our knowledge, the only people that knew him was you and the late Mr. Dawson. Body's got to be identified, you know.
Of course. I realize your position, Inspector.
Yeah, thanks, well, here we are now. Here, take a minute. Over here this way, Mrs. Dawson. Turn down that sheet, Colpack, will you? Now, Mrs. Dawson, do you recognize this man as Elliot Stark? Right?
No! No, it can't be! It's Todd! My husband! I killed Elliot! It was Elliot I burned! Do you understand? Elliot! Elliot! Oh, no!
Now it is time to close the book. Another entry has been carefully noted, and the delicate scales of justice balanced. In the case of Sheila Dawson, as in the cases of all mortals, I, fate, am but an instrument. It is all part of a plan. Once again, the trivia at my command swayed the shape of things to come. In this case, a lowered umbrella, and more important, a chilling wind that caused one man to put on another man's jacket. The one with a jagged streak of lightning down the back. You wonder about the others? Elliot Stark's case almost paralleled Sheila's. Their appointments with destiny were but a day apart. And Todd's page is in my diary, too. And when the time comes, I will read from his record. In the meantime, remember, there is a page for you in...
The Diary of Fate. Produced by Larry Finley, Diary of Fate is a Finley transcription brought to you from Hollywood.